Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. And that au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time. Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. And that au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
Live, Michael Angley, live on United Public Radio Network on UPRNTalkRadio.com. Guess what? I told you so when it comes to this Smollett stuff, you know what I mean? And this is the deal. This is why this guy is, first of all right, I'm going to start here. I'm going to start at the beginning that because of the politically correct world, and the poison that's being fed to children all these years from the politically correct media and their politically correct resources, especially in education, we have created a whole generation of selfish, cold-hearted, lying, cheating, cutthroats. These are millennials, and they are entitled. They don't want to do everything, but they want to get everything. It doesn't go their way. They don't care what they do to stomp on people or destroy people or hurt people. And you know what? I'm not talking about everybody, obviously, since that would be some kind of blanket thing, but I'm talking about the gist of them, the ones that I see. So this Jessup Smollett from Empire, the one who is in the news, man. If you don't know who he is, you're not alive, because this dude hoaxed a hate crime against himself, hired people, said that they were Trump people, Make America Great people, they were white people, and he was attacked. All right? So unbelievable. You know what's unbelievable? That people are shocked. That's unbelievable, because Of course, this happens in our society. This guy knew how to play the media. And let me tell you, that shows you right there, that's evidence in your face, that the media is race-baiting, hate-baiting. They're out there. They portray this attitude of jumping on the bandwagon, especially against any attack against somebody who's black, any attack against anybody who's gay, whatever, man. It's ugly, ugly. And this guy paid these dudes with a check, $3,500 to create an illegal act, dragged the Chicago police through a hole. And you know what? I'm going to applaud the Chicago police, because it is great police work. What you saw unfold in front of your face is such a quick whip of karma, isn't it? A crack of whip of karma. Yeah, like that. Crack the whip. Because we don't get to see that all the time. Sometimes things get played out. This happened in just a matter of a couple of weeks. Satisfying, man. You know, satisfying. Isn't it? I'm going to have me a whiskey. Some bourbon. Some Elijah Craig, 12-year-old. Yeah, satisfying. With a little bit of chocolate. You know that orange chocolate, man? Talk about pairing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm celebrating the demise of this POS who went out there and blamed white people, blamed Trump people. He basically, you know what he did? He hurt everybody. He hurt black people, white people, brown people. He hurt Asian people. He hurt everybody. Because now this is going to be a reference point in the media for people. They're going to point to this situation here. Whenever anything happens now in the future, people are going to point to this dude and this situation. And they're going to say, hey, look at this guy. He is the Manili and Vanilli of hate crime. You know what I mean? This dude has falsified hate. So maybe that the left can't find so much hate. They need to create it and manufacture it. You know, I'd like to know if anybody else knew about this to begin with, or is it just a case of a selfish little turd, a selfish little freaking turd who went out there, put a noose around his neck, said white people did this, two giant dudes of Nigerian descent who born here in the U.S., big giant freaking bodybuilding Nigerian Americans, not the white people he described. Then the guy goes and mailed himself an envelope with powder in it saying, here's anthrax, you're going to die and whatever. Now, that's the FBI. You're going to talk about wire fraud, mail fraud. You're talking about the FBI. Now, the FBI is investigating. So, you know what? I don't think the guy's going to get any time. I think he's going to play the poor me, poor me. Look at poor people. I'm putting the emphasis on these people and whatever. Apparently, he wasn't getting paid enough on the show Empire that he's on. He's back on the set. So I don't know what's in their minds. If they want to support a slug like that, somebody that they want part of their show. Because people vote by not watching. Look at Kevin Spacey. Ask Kevin Spacey how life is right now. His brother's out there. Kevin Spacey's brother's saying, oh, I feel sorry for him. He might kill himself. Then he goes on to say, but he's so narcissistic and selfish. I don't see him ever doing that. So then why even bother saying it? You know? And who cares? Is that mean? No. I don't care what Kevin Spacey does. As long as he doesn't hurt anybody else. I don't care what this hideous smile does. As long as he doesn't hurt anybody else. How many people got the crap kicked out of him when this happened in Chicago or around the way? White people walking around unsuspecting and gangs of black people walking up to him, beating the piss out of them, which happens all of the time. Oh, they don't want to talk about that kind of racism, you know? They want to talk about racism that they can compartmentalize. The Democrats and liberals especially love to create groups. I'm not going to let Republicans out either, man. But these guys love to create groups. Right? They're going to talk to the group. Oh, you're gay. You're not represented properly. People don't, you know, you're special. You're different. Here, I'm going to represent you differently than I'm going to represent somebody else. They talk to the groups. You're black. You're Latino. You're this. You're that. They talk to the groups. You know, they'll talk to people as a whole. I'm going to represent you as a whole. And we're going to make laws, the best laws for this country, that people can have their rights intact and all that. Nada. They don't say that. They want the groups. I love how the Democrats say, oh, you know, the woes of the country is because of all the old white men, the old white men. And who's the leaders? Who's the front runner of the Democratic Party? Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, two old freaking white men. Bernie Sanders, who is a wealthy white man like Joe Biden, who left Brooklyn to go represent urban people in urban society in Vermont. You know what I mean? 99.9% white. Vermont is whiter than ivory soap. Yeah, and that guy went there to represent all the people. He wanted to represent. I want to represent all the people. All the people. I'm going to go up to Vermont. I'm going to go to the whitest goddamn state in the country and represent all the people. Vermont doesn't even have any urban areas. Burlington? Nobody wants to go there, not even in the summertime. You freeze your nuts off in Burlington. The squirrels freeze their nuts off in Burlington. You don't go there. This place, you know, you ever hear someone say, hey, man, I was on vacation up in Burlington. It was great. No, you don't hear that, you know. You might hear, oh, man, I had to go up to Burlington to take care of some. Or I went through Burlington. You know, it's usually like you had to or you have family there. No other reason to go to Burlington aside from that, right, or see Bernie Sanders. Yeah. So he announced he's running and he's going to do it this time and whatever, and they're going to win. Oh my God, man. And how old is he? He's going to be like 89 years old by the time this happens or something, man. This guy's going to be in his 80s, you know? I mean, like this dude is up there, you know? And I think, I don't want to be an ageist, but I'm somebody who's going to say, okay, I don't want somebody who was, you know, 85 years old driving in front of me, let alone running my whole freaking country, because it's a big country to run. And there's a lot of people to represent, all kinds of people, not just white people, Bernie, up there in Vermont, you know, all kinds of people. And you got to be used to all kinds of people and understand their lives. You can't just look at cultures and whatever and understand their lives automatically. You got to understand people. You see, I was raised on Long Island, multicultural school, diversity. We celebrated everybody's diversity. We celebrated Hanukkah. We celebrated Kwanzaa. We celebrated all the holidays. I was into it, man. It was fun. And you get to learn about people. You get to learn about people, what their customs and cultures are, what their family background. You know, maybe they don't have a custom or a culture. Maybe that's just what it is. You know what? Like me, I come from a long line of television yellers. You know what I mean? Like, I got lineage of people who scream at the TV set. Before TV, they yelled at the radio. You know that? Before that, it was the telegraph. But at some point, you know, we yelled at people. You know, Jesus was up on Temple Mount. We yelled at him. You know, it's just kind of like a response to what goes on. And now TV, I look at TV, I'm flipping around the channels. And then I stop on HGTV, which is really against men. I've determined that HGTV hates men. They're not just against men, they hate men. You ever watch that House Hunter show? I like to yell at that show because people say stupid and do stupid things. And at the end of the day, the only thing I'm thankful for is that these people aren't moving in next to me. You know what I mean? And then, like, the dudes go in there. These guys have the grand plan. They tell this real estate person, like, oh, I want an office for myself. And it's really important that I have a garage and I have a little space to myself or whatever. A couple little things. Now, the woman goes in there, doesn't care if the wife or the girlfriend or even their friend. It doesn't matter. Just, no, not what you want. It's what I want. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I want my office. I don't care. The girl will say straight up, well, I don't care if he gets his garage. I don't care if he has his space. I don't care. As long as he buys this for me and I get what I want. And that's the problem with relationships in America. That's the problem, you know. It the lack of masculinity. So then you see colleges, the left media loves to target toxic masculinity. I've come upon the conclusion for all of you out there that there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. People are toxic? Sure. People are toxic males? Sure. People are toxic females? Sure. As a matter of fact, women play more psychological games that are more toxic and get more crazy than any guy could even dream about. A male can't even dream about it. Guy can just be like, well, kick your ass, yeah, and then doesn't do it. Women attack you psychologically. They push your buttons. And all the little cute stories you tell them from your childhood are all the things, all your weaknesses, you know, are the moments that you didn't feel loved and your mom never hugged you or didn't say I love you or whatever. And you want some sympathy from this girl because she's the one in your life. She's the one who's kind of like, you know, you're with sexually, you're hanging out with her, you're doing your thing, you know, whatever. Celebrating life together in a relationship, right? And then you have an argument. And that very same person that you put all this trust and love into will look at you and say, yeah, no wonder why your mother doesn't love you, you know? No wonder why she didn't hug you, you little bastard, you know? And then you're like, oh, how could you stab me in my heart? How could you do that? But see, the guys on HGTV, they're cucks, man. They're in the world of cuck. They're not sitting there saying, hey, man, I understand your needs, baby. I got needs too. We're going to get a house for both of us and the kids, you know? So that's the deal. It's supposed to be a you know, 50-50 type of thing. You go into it. Mutual respect. Respect. Mutual respect. Imagine that. Not represented in television. I look at commercials on TV. Oh, my God. Aside from the drug commercials where I talk about frequently, which are all also against men, all that one for the girl with the rash, and she has this rash, and the dude shows up in his little mangina mobile. It's like not even a car a guy would drive. You know what I mean? It's like some car like a 75-year-old lady would drive, and she lived on like Amity Island or something where they had jaws, man. Like one of those things, you know, with little flowers, little bits of baskets of flowers and potpourri and whatever. The guy shows up in that, you know. And then he's like, you drive. He runs over like, he hands the keys over with a limp wrist. He's like, you drive. I hate that. I don't like the rash. I don't like the car. I don't like the dude. I don't like what he did. You know what I really hate too? One of my pet peeves is when there's a guy and a girl in the car and the guy's driving, right? And he makes the girl get out and pump the gas. Now, normally, I wouldn't have a problem with that because, you know, hey, why not? You know what I mean? Male, female, I don't get into that misogyny stuff. But in this particular case, it's kind of like this thing guys do. And that's guys, because guys are male, women are female. There's things that women do that guys shouldn't be doing. And then there's a division there. You know, the leftists don't want you to think about those divisions. They want to have their multiple genders. And guess what? There's two, unless you talk about some kind of hermaphrodite hybrid, male, female is what you got. And those two get together, and then those two make babies, and then those babies grow and whatever, and they make babies and make babies. That's how you have mankind. Look at China. Look how people multiply. You know what I mean? Look at India. Even in Egypt, they said only two now. You know what I mean? Try to enforce that, and you're not going to be very happy. But the deal is, I don't like any of it. I don't like Subaru commercials. So now I become aware of this problem, you know, that all these are politically correct in targeting certain things. So then I'm thinking, like, you know what? Screw them anyway. I don't buy their products, man. You know, it's just a waste of time between a show or something if you watch, like, the news or whatever the hell you watch, whatever crap you're watching on TV. It's the filler and doesn't really affect me any. No commercial ever made me go out and buy anything. You know what I mean? But I resent the fact of being a secure male that they're targeting men with this toxic masculinity, you know, and if the guy's a bruiser, if the guy's that kind of loser or whatever, that's not masculine. You know, that's just toxic human being. Because I've seen women do the same stuff and be as violent or worse. And get away with it, because women get away with crimes more often. Just like more men commit suicide than women, a lot more. So people don't want to delve into that and think about that. No, because it's a war on men. And whatever these groups come forward, they target these advertising companies and they say, oh, we're going to go after your money. If you don't start fitting things to the way we see things, then you have these Subaru commercials where the guys, I rate men on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the most feminine, I guess, at 10 being the most masculine. In commercials, I haven't even gotten over a 7 so far. And I've been doing this for a little while now. But Subaru commercials, never more than a 3. And the dude's lying against the Subaru. That's right, it's a Subaru. Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to show up in a monster truck or something. But, you know, a Subaru commercial can be more masculine. And then you're going to affect more people and not make it so limp-wristed where there are people who don't want it. You know what I mean? They got some kick-ass Subarus. They got some fast Subarus. Why don't you put that on there, you know? Have some dude jotting around in a Subaru, picking the kids up for soccer practice, zooming off, get some coffee or something, man. You run around, bang, 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 you're home. Yeah, that's right, it's a Subaru, you know? In the weather, the snow, the ice, you're like bolting through the ice. You're like, yeah, Subaru, man. Subaru, bitches. No, they don't have that. They have the dude having the picnic, you know, with the potpourri and the flowers. And he's like, it's a Subaru. It bothers me. I'm sorry, man. It just bothers me. I see that stuff and I think I think it does a disservice to any male out there who's developing, who's watching that. Because it gives an off sense. And I'm not just talking about Subaru commercials, but I'm talking about really what's going on in the media. You know, they don't call it programming for nothing. You know, and monkey see, monkey do. So, yeah, you don't need the wife beater. You don't need the toxic guy, you know, who's or toxic female for that matter, who's going to go out and hurt people. But we do see plenty of it in our society. We do see plenty of it, you know. But, oh, wow. We give so much of an embrace to anything racial is going on, you know, against anybody who's not white. You know, and white people are the only group left that you can actually go out and be racist against without any kind of hate crime being applied to you. So it's wrong. It's wrong to do, and it's going to backfire horribly. It already is. There's a lot of groups out there who are fighting against it. But this guy Smollett, back to him, a gleaming example of what goes wrong with a little millennial POS, you know, and I'm going to just classify them as simple as that. the lying, cheating, selfish, entitled POS. Oh, he wasn't getting paid enough money on his empire, so he drags white people into it, that the white people attacked him. He didn't have to say white people. He could have said anything. Then he went on TV and sold it. And he's like, oh, I wonder if they're a Spanish or black or Muslim, if people would doubt me. Mm. So basically saying that if you doubt him, you're a racist, you know, automatically. And let me tell you, the word racist doesn't mean anything anymore. It has no meaning. Like the words art, music, no meaning. The stuff that people put into that file is ridiculous. And yeah, there are people out there suffering racism right now. And this guy made it worse for them, you know? But now they're going to do what? Well, slap his hands, let him go. He had to post some bail. You know, the dude makes over $1 million a year. So really, he's not making enough money from being a freaking nobody who wanted to be known. Guess what? We all know who he is now, for good, for bad. We all know who he is now. How disgusting, a disgusting act. So where's all the people out there? Where's all the big Dems? All the people who jumped on the bandwagon? Right there, with no information out there yet. No information. The media runs to them. They make a statement, oh, how horrible, whatever. They don't even know what the hell's going on. A lot of them went into, oh, you know, like Don Lemon from CNN, of course. People like that went into how evil white people are, how horrible Trump supporters are. Oh, they're so horrible. Meanwhile, it didn't happen. And this guy hate targeted the president and a group of people that support the president, which is more than half the United States of America. This guy targeted people who were white. This guy targeted people who he said that they hate for no reason or whatever. And then they hurt people and look at me, look what they did to me. He orchestrated all that, you know. But the FBI determines, you know, maybe the Chicago police are going to go light. The Chicago police chief, their commissioner talked, you know, and he hit the nail on the head, but he didn't go far enough because he didn't delve into that racist stuff. He said, oh, the noose and whatever. He was talking about being a black man against black people. How about this? This guy targeted white people and Trump people. This dude did that. Sends a letter to himself with white powder in it, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, the FBI are on that, and that's a terroristic threat. You can't slap this guy's hands and let him go. You've got to put the screws to him, the screws of justice, man, you know, and make him feel it. Make him feel what he did. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, it's going to be more of it. But already, man, people are out there saying, well, I don't know. And then they're looking back to these other liberal issues, you know, Kavanaugh, the whole thing with Squeaky Ford, Dr. Squeaky Ford coming out in the strong, powerful woman coming out in a congressional hearing. Meanwhile, recanting the horrible episode that happened to her 100,000 years ago. And then she didn't know what town it was in, where it was, whose house it was, why she was even there. Man, oh, man. Is that your witness? Your witness to care fucking remember anything? That's pretty damn bad, man. You know what I mean? You know, you don't want to go to court with your witnesses. Where was this? I don't know. When did it happen? I don't know. Well, but you sure it was him? Yes. Definitely. It was him. And he put his hands on me. You know, I was wearing a bathing suit. You know, was there a pool there? I don't know. You know, and she's up there crying like some freak. And then there's that one. There's the fake Indian, right? He was out there. There's a meme going around of who did the best Oscar between this guy, Jessup, and all these people who say that they're victims. The victims, the Indian banging on the drum with the kid in front of him. Now that kid and his family, and their supporters, their people, whoever, are suing the Washington Post because they're the ones who came out with this whole thing. But you know what? They tried destroying this kid's name, image, family, life, whatever, town, school. There's so many victims involved from the media when they got it wrong and they knew that they got it wrong. And that's the thing. I was watching this guy on Fox, and I hate Fox, you know, because most of the people on there are twits, you know, or twat heads. If I'm yelling at the TV, usually Fox is on. And most people I don't even watch. So if I tune in, I'll tune in to like the five, right? And I'll watch that because I like a couple of people. Man, they get people on there I just can't stand, like Kennedy. You know what I mean? I don't like her. Never liked her. Didn't like her on MTV. Don't like her now. And it's just somebody I don't want to watch. You know, it's not, you know, doesn't matter. I'm not watching. It's not going to make or break their viewership, right? It's just a little personal preference. So good. They're on there talking all kinds of stuff. And you know what it is? They all do it. They all play the game. You know, then they all try to act innocent like they don't play the game. And they all jump to conclusions. They all find people guilty before they're found guilty. United States of America, the Constitution, you're not guilty until you're found guilty. We got due process. The media bypasses all of that, you know? And then they try people out in public. They already find them guilty. You know what's detrimental about that is finding a jury when people's minds have been already pointed, you know, poisoned and painted, you know, and you paint the picture, you already put the scenarios up there. The media is jumping to crazy conclusions, you know. I mean, they're just like, they make it up as they go along because they're able to watch, right? So, and they all do it. And then they all call each other out. So now, like the people who support Trump, and I think white people in general feel vindicated that it wasn't a white person or it wasn't Trump supporters that attacked this Smollett. And, you know, some people are feeling gleeful, but I think that it's more like relieved, number one, you know, and anger, number two, because here you are as just people targeted for no reason, because the guy just did it to play the media, you know what I mean? And try to get more money, try to stimulate his sales. He has an album coming out and whatever. But when I listen to all sides, they're all the same to me. You know, they might be saying slightly different things, but they're all the same. And then there's, in my mind, there's right and wrong. You know, the media doesn't reflect that. The media reflects their group and who they're playing to. So if you want to hear conservative talk, you know you tune into Fox. If you want to hear extreme liberalism, you know you tune into MSNBC or CNN. You know, to me, none of them have any validity anymore, you know, because they've gone so far from the news. And now it's the new game that they're playing with each other, is that slinging mud and all that. And here we come getting into, you know, the election cycle. There's already a whole bunch of people out there talking more trash. And, you know, I mean, a little friction is good in a society. You need to have a little bit, but bad overall, if people are divided. You know, Barack Obama was the great divider. He went out there and divided people happily, joyfully. The DNC followed him along, targeting groups. We're going to target this group and that group and push that group and whatever. But it's not representing everybody all the time. You know what I mean? So you're going to tell me that different people have different needs? You know what our needs are as humans? Our needs are to, you know, have shelter, to eat, be clothed, you know, unless you live in a nudist colony, something like that, and then try to find your peace in life. You know, the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness isn't guaranteed a gift from the government. Here's a silver platter with a bunch of happiness on it. It's your own pursuit, the things that make you happy. The one thing great about our country is that you can make your own decisions. You can pick your own direction. You can pick your own job. If you work hard, you can earn and get whatever you want out of this country. Nothing is denied to anybody who wants to work hard. But you have people out there that don't want to work hard. You have people out there also that are willing to support it, you know? So, you know, you hear a lot about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and then how she single-handedly killed the Amazon deal. So, you know what? It's wrong. She didn't single-handedly do it. She was barely even part of it, because this woman is making her rounds in the spotlight. You know, she's enjoying her 15 minutes. And then she's pushing an agenda for a bunch of other people like Bernie Sanders. She doesn't even know what she's saying when she says it. And when she's called out by reporters, no matter who they are, they're a Democrat or whatever, you know, liberal, conservative, she can't answer. She doesn't have the answer. So someone like that, you know, it's a half-brained mentality. It's dangerous for our system. She doesn't understand how the system works. She's pushing socialism. So, you know, here's a real-life politician pushing socialism. There's another one from Somalia, a real-life politician, a female who's pushing hate against Jewish people. And I'll tell you, anti-Semitism at an all-time high. You know, nobody's really exploring the factors of why. You know, I think that there's a lot of things that people just don't want to talk about when it comes to this hate. But if you don't address it, it just grows and gets worse. And also people tend to blame others for their own problems, you know. And like I just said before, if you work hard and go out there into the world and you just do what you do, you know, follow your passion, you're going to be successful. If you sit there waiting for things to be handed to you, it's not going to happen, you know, not going to happen. That lotto mentality, oh, I got to hit the lottery. You know, I hear people say like, you know, people disadvantage people. The only way to get rich in America is to sue someone or hit the lottery, you know, and these are welfare people. So that show you the mentality. How about you go and work two jobs. You got to do what you got to do, you know, until you reach a level of success that you're comfortable with. It's that simple. And then be ready for any kind of pitfalls. People don't want that. They want the handout. You know, I just want to sit there, do nothing, and get the handout. You know, it really, when it comes to the millennial population out there in the workplace, you see it all the time. It's really present, you know, and they don't care about the job. They don't care what kind of job they do. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about a good percentage of them, you know. And then it's just like they're being forced to be there as a cashier or whatever the hell they are. They want to get out of there. And they don't care about your needs as someone shopping in their damn store, you know. So I think that in the end, you're going to see a lot more of this because it sells. It sells, you know. It sells. Look at this smiling. It sells. People are glued to their TV on what this moron did. And he's a moron. And he looks like a moron. And apparently he was taking illegal prescription drugs. He was getting them from one of the guys who he paid to attack him. So the police have to look into a whole bunch of stuff there. They won't because they don't care. They don't care. If you think the cops are there to care, they're not, you know. I say good things about police officers for the most part because I know that I think initially when they go in, they care. I think after a while, they get numb to everything. And then it's more about just doing the paperwork and filing things and whatever than going out there and caring. You know what I mean? So this made them look bad, you know. The Chicago police took it upon themselves like to say, hey, this is wrong. You shouldn't have done this to us. You targeted our city. You targeted our citizens. You targeted our police officers, you know. This guy doesn't care. If you think that Smollett right now, sitting there right now, if you think that he cares for one second that he did something wrong, you are out of your freaking minds. This guy does not care about anything except himself and what affects him. The only thing he cares about is that now this is going to get into his way in life. I'm sure that his publicists are working hard to try to turn this into his favor somehow, saying that he's suffered, he's had hate against him before, hate crimes, and he suffered. It was wrong for him to do, and he knows that, but, you know, he's just a poor, poor lost little child suffering in this world, right? Just like the goddamn princess, man, Prince Harry's woman. I read about her all the time. And then, you know what? She's depressed and she's sad and whatever. Yeah, poor, poor princess. Yeah, poor, poor princess. She's upset because she's not in L.A. riding the cock carousel anymore and she's got the prince. She married the big royal wallet, right? Having kids, the whole bit, popping them out. You'll see how fast she runs back to L.A. after those kids are born. So, you know, people, you got to be careful what you ask for because you may get it. And that's the bitch of life. And you know what the devil is? People blame the devil, right? I just heard the Pope blame the devil for all the stuff happening to the church. I like his little, you know, it's the devil's fault what's happening to the church. Wow. Where do I start with that? How about this? The Pope is the CEO of Catholic Corporation, right? His bottom line is to protect the Catholic Corporation. This corporation has thousands, and I mean thousands, tens of thousands of people that have committed horrific crimes against children and others, you know, rape or whatever. There's even murder in there, right? All kinds of stuff over the years. But of recently, as this sexual scandal coming out, the pedophiles, pedophilia, the videos they've made, the drugs they do, these priests and whatever, a couple cardinals came out. They said, we got to do something about this. You know, the letters pile up from victims' families on, your priest raped my child. And the only thing they could do is say, oh, we got to protect ourselves. So this is the Pope that goes out there, that loving, caring. Another goddamn lie. Isn't it another lie? Just Smollett, the Pope. Liars. They're all liars. They lie through their teeth. Talking about molesting children and how nuns were raped or nuns abusing other nuns or girls and whatever. Man, everything bad that you can think of is going on in the Catholic Church, and they've done nothing but cover it up, move people around and try to protect their money. It's that simple. And then come out and say the devil did it? Really? Isn't that like the go-to resource on any heathen out there that's going to say, I committed these horrible acts and I blame it on the devil? I blame it on the devil. Wow. The devil did it. So he's not going to say that these acts, you know, came from these priests who had done these things and they're terrible. They shouldn't have done it and whatever. We got to take care of the victims' families. We got to make sure they have mental support and financial support for all the pain and anguish that the church had given them. And not just a priest raping a child, but I'm talking about using God, their faith, to rape that child. You know, that's something that this Pope can't talk his way out of. And it just goes to show you how the people that are like, yes, listen to the Pope, are blind and following an ignorant bunch of sheeple. And they don't get that the organization that they support is an organization that supports child molestation, to say the least. The terrible things that the church has done over the years. Terrible things. Not anything that you would expect from any kind of organization that would tie itself with some kind of supreme being of love. Love? And then they shame people into giving them money, you know? Man, you know, they have all kinds of ways of buying yourself out of sin. You know what I mean? What about indulgence? They just started doing indulgence again not long ago. A practice that was ended a long time ago because the Pope at the time felt that people were buying themselves out of sin. With indulgence, you can commit rape, murder, any of that, and go in, and they tell you to give you Hail Marys, Holy Ghosts, and whatever, and then give us a nice fat check. And you hand over money. Now, the church will say, well, that money is a donation, and that has nothing to do with buying themselves out of sin. And they still have to serve their mortal sin and whatever. I guess you get a letter of mark from the Pope if you give them a boatload of money to buy yourself out of a sin. So the fact that money is involved just shows you what a sham the Catholic Church is. The fact that they put a price on people's souls and faith shows you what a sham the Catholic Church is. And if you're part of that organization, you better rethink what the hell you're doing, because you support that. So every time you see that headline, that children were raped and more terrible things are happening, or the Pope, remember that not long ago, the Pope said that there was no rape in the Catholic Church. This is what this Pope said, who was a Jesuit priest, said that there was no rape. Wow. Out of the hundreds and thousands of accounts of rape, molestation, and murder. We can't forget about the big M with the Catholic Church over the years. This huge religious organization that builds on threats, right? That's their whole world, threaten people and get what you can out of them. You know what I mean? So whatever, man. Every time I see the headline, and then he's blaming the devil. Psst. Really? Whatever. You are the devil, buddy. You don't get it. You don't get it. You go blame the devil? Mr. Francis, Pope Francis, you are the devil. You're part of that. You're part of that evil. You know? You're part of it. you destroy people's lives. You're part of it. You know? So whatever, man. Then you get in Sweden. Oh my God. I kind of figured that Swedish feminists would be the first group to start firing their volley of anger and hate towards sex dolls. That's right. Sex dolls. So Sweden, of course, has a lot of issues, man. They tried having their concert for women only to ban all men. They didn't ban the male performers because then they wouldn't have anybody like worthy to perform. There's not too many female bands where people want to come out and see them. You know, most of these bands are males. And they don't want to like say, okay, we're going to alienate the only draw to the concert. But because of the last concert, when they had these migrants who were running around raping women, going crazy, to solve that problem, they banned all men. Not just the migrants who are raping the women, right? So here we go. Three Swedish feminist organizations. Sweden's Women's Lobby, the National Organization for Women, for Women's Shelters, and Young Women's Shelters, otherwise known as ROCKS, as well as the empowerment organization Unizon. They have all published a joint appeal in the newspaper Expressen, right? Because it's a Swedish, you know. It's Expressen yourself. In which they demand the state to ban on the dangerous sex of robots for men. So they have concluded that the sex robots are dangerous, but they're not worried about the sex robot going crazy and clamping down on the guy's tool and yanking it off. It's a whole different issue, right? They're thinking about the men. So the debaters noted that today's sex robots often have the appearances and attributes typical of the objectifying, sexualized, and degrading attitude towards women found in today's mainstream pornography. In other words, hot women. And if you've ever seen Swedish feminists, they are the furthest thing that you can find to a female, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of people that would look at it and they're like, you know, what's this guy's problem? You know what I mean? And if you're watching a Subaru commercial in America, then those Swedish feminists score a much higher mark of masculinity than any guy in those commercials, right? Why are men willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars for a robot that obeys their smallest commands? And keep in mind, the sex robot to me is a laugh. You know what I mean? And it's a big sex toy. And, you know, women use dildos and so do men. And people like use sex toys to do all kinds of stuff. This is technology as it's growing. And you know what? Yeah, when you see a lot of these sex robots, if you're just flipping through the internet and one that just happens to pop up in your face, you know, some kind of article, you know, your initial reaction is like, ooh, look at that. Look at that, man. But can I see crawling all over some silicone sex doll? No, because there ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. And that's that simple, okay? So the feminist asks rhetorically about, you know, why are men willing to pay all this money? A female robot cannot say no to something that a man wants. Ain't that a bitch? You buy a robot $5,000-$10,000, the thing tells you no for sex. You know what? And eventually that's what's going to happen. Let me tell you something about this robot thing. They're already talking about programming it with female reactions and female this and female that and whatever. And that robot's going to be able to control everything in your home. As far as I'm concerned, I want something to come pick the weeds and do the grass. I got my needs are much different, I guess, man. You know, love sex. Nothing wrong with sex, but crawling all over a silicone robot? No. I have work for it to do. You get it? You know, make me a sandwich. Don't talk. And wash my clothes. What every guy wants out of a relationship. You know what I mean? So they're worried about the implications. So the leaders of the women's organizations claimed that fantasies stimulated by such technology may lead to real violence. So here's the word may. I had a lawyer one time. And she told me the word may is a bullcrap word. And I remember that since then. And every time I see the word may, it means that means what I'm reading is nothing. Because you're talking about something that might happen. I can say may for anything. I can say may for anything. The world may explode 10 minutes from now. Okay? I can say anything I want. It may lead to real violence against girls and women. They also drew parallels with pornography, whose consumption, they claimed, leads to sexist attitudes and actual violence. The dehumanization of women justifies slavery, and the exploitation of the female body through new technology is parts of this. So first of all, it's not the female body. It's a silicone doll. Second of all, it's not a slave. It's a thing. You know what I mean? like your dildo, like your vibrator. It's a thing. You're going to do away with all women's dildos, all these feminists? Are you kidding me? What would they do for fun? You do away with all their dildos and all their vibrators or anything that looks like a penis? Forget bananas. They're out the window. We're done with phallic symbols, man. You know? And vagina, too, man. I don't want to see a roast beef sandwich. I don't want to see any of that. Nothing. It comes down to these people are crazy. And they are going and stretching the imagination to go after groups of people that they don't like, which is men and men's happiness. Oh, God, can't be happy if you're a freaking man in America or the world or Sweden. Can't be happy in the Sweden. Maybe that's a Swedish guy looking for the silicone woman. He's unhappy with the feminist. You know what I mean? That's right. Even my dog's getting into this. She's like, that's right. I'll tell you, man. The world is coming to a stop if you start telling people. If people start telling you what you can use as a sex toy, the world's coming to a stop. I don't like all those cut-off penises as a man. All those dildos make me feel weird. You know what I mean? I don't like it. Makes me feel like, you know, people are coming after me. All these people walking around with a dildo. It's just a cut-off penis. I don't like that. So, all right. So the feminists also want Swedish authorities to make it difficult for brothels with sex robots and dolls to open up in Sweden. Unlike neighboring Denmark and Finland, Sweden has yet to open an automated brothel with no human prostitutes. They got those things in Vegas. I see them popping up here and there and whatever. And you know what's mind-boggling? That they say that the sex robots are in higher demand than the actual women. Now, talk about feeling bad for yourself. If you're the female there and you're the draw, since you're the female who's prostituting yourself for these dudes, which I'm not a big believer in. I'll say that, man. I'm not a huge believer in prostitution. You know, I think that, you know, it comes down to money. I mean, if you want to have sex, do it. People love to have sex. You know what I mean? Want to go out there, be a big whore? It's your problem, male or female. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to money, you start putting money because people have to subject themselves to that and to whatever for money. I think it's wrong. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we could debate that all day long. But so they just don't like it, the feminists. They don't like it unless they have one, you know? Wait till they have a sex doll that refuses them. And then they go like get down with their sex doll, you know. And sex doll is like, no, you can't touch me there. I did give you a consent. You know, I did not consent to being touched. I'm down in the 911 now, and I done locked in all the doors and shutting your car off so you cannot escape. Then the feminists will be like, oh, no. Oh man, it's affecting us. That's not supposed to be. You know, and then I just read the report on on lesbians and gay men being overweight, more overweight than other people, that they've got all kinds of issues where they're more overweight than other people. So I don't know, man. I think there's a lot to be talked about on the next show if you want to tune in to find out why gay people are more overweight than anybody else. It's actually an interesting find, but has a lot to do with the relationship between a man and a woman and how they adjust to themselves and their own sexuality dealing with each other than people of the same sex doing that. So whatever, man. I know a lot of gay guys who are buff like you wouldn't believe. But then again, I do know a lot of fat lesbians, man. Well, I'm going to say that. That's not a mean thing to say because I do know them. You know what I mean? It's out there. I do know them. I live in Ithaca, New York. Yeah, it's an interesting place. I'll deal with that, and I'll deal with the hate mail that I get off that statement alone, man. You know, but you will find no better friend to the lesbian than Michael Angley. I will say that because I have stuck up for lesbians' rights for all these years, just like everybody else, man. So you have a friend in Michael Angley. Michael Angley says to lesbians, lesbian friends, right? This is Michael Angley on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian, saying good night to you all and have a fun with your sex doll or your toy.
Mornings. You hit that snooze button at least 3 times. Then you rushed out the door with mismatched socks and an empty stomach. Sounds like someone needs to add some sizzle to their morning routine. Like a delicious breakfast sandwich from Mickey D's. Made fresh with hot and savory sausage. And now, get a sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit for just $1 each. That's right. Get your morning sizzle back with 3 great breakfast sandwiches for $1 each only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.